Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a couple of cool people joining us this half hour, folks. Jeffrey Zabar, you know very well. Jay-Z's been a member of my brain trust now for 21 years. He is an award-winning journalist, a national award I saw him receive. He is he's the wordsmith of extraordinaire of the galaxy, and he's made home-based look good for over 30 years. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. And Jeffrey, you either subliminally or directly heard me talk over the years about the beauty and the power and the awesomeness of community banks. And it took you a little while
I've
to come around the curve.
I've ignored you for years on
you
that
have.
Message. And
you have.
Right about now.
You have. And you brought with you someone who saved you, and folks, we're talking about the Paycheck Protection Program that Jeffrey did, like millions of small business owners applied for, and this, I want to bring Ginger in here. Ginger Martin is the president and the CEO of American National Bank, our community bank in South Florida. Ginger, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, Ginger, I know you know Jeff, but I'm gonna let Jeff start out talking about his process that he went through when he and I were talking about getting lined up for the Paycheck Protection Program. Jeffrey, where'd you start?
Truth be told, I started with the bank I've been with for many years, one of those too big to fail banks. And I quickly learned that they were too big to care. I applied. I was put in queue, and I was in time, but I did not get selected for the first round of PPP. And then I kept getting emails daily that I was in queue. I was in queue. I was in queue. The second round came around. I was in queue. I was in queue, but nothing came through. And It was frustrating and unnerving. And especially being with a bank and hearing other people with smaller community banks were getting funded, it was truly
and
a frustrating
and
eye-opening
experience.
And me
beating you about the head and the shoulders with that information, too.
Excuse me?
I said, and me beating you about the head and shoulders with that information, too, about community banks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. In all honesty, you know, you have lauded the merits of community banks and getting away from. Look, I have a relationship with the bankers at my local bank, meaning the local branch of the too big to fail that
right.
I work with. But that doesn't mean that
fault.
They have squat. In fact,
it's not
the
their
first
fault.
Thing they said. Yeah, the first thing that the bank, the uppers at the bank said is do not talk to the branch people because they don't have any information for you. Do
yeah.
not talk to the online or the
yeah.
the
don't
phone
talk to your friend.
They don't have
information. Don't talk to
you.
Your friends. Don't talk to your neighbor who works at that bank, at that branch there. Hey, Jeffrey, and so it didn't work, and then what happened?
Well, as a journalist down here in South Florida, I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of interviewing Ginger for years for some of the articles I've written, some of the awards that she's received and the recognition that she's had. And she's, you know, always been thoughtful and a professional in what she's done. And so I'm interviewing her for a package recently, and I happen just to slip in the lament of what I've gone through. And she says, well, you know what, if you want me to hook you up with one of our bankers, let me know, and we can get the application started. I'm telling you, I said yes. We did it. I got my application in like on a Monday at like I think 5:30 because there was some back and forth. But I'm a bona fide, so
yeah.
I qualified. So I got my application in. I think we finished the paperwork at 5:30. By 2:30 the next day, I got an email saying I was approved for the PPP.
Wow!
And I mean, it was just night and day. It was
yeah.
it was completely.
And when did you get
bipolar to what I was going through otherwise?
When did you get the money?
I was funded. We just had to set an appointment. I was funded a week later.
So
it was only because I couldn't get into the bank sooner.
So Ginger, approximately a week, and part of it was maybe his fault. A week or less, you guys wrapped him up, loved him up like you guys, like community banks know how to do, and took care of him. And Ginger, I know you knew Jeffrey, but I know community banks. And if you bumped into him at a coffee shop and he told you the same story, having never known him before, you would have said the same thing, wouldn't you?
Yes, I sure would have, because that's what we do as community banks.
It's called relationship banking, and it's one of the most precious.
Absolutely.
It's one of the most precious elements of being a small business owner. If you don't have it, you're in jeopardy, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, and Jeff explained it. There's great people in all the banks, across the country. However, they lack authority in so many instances to really do anything. And that's the magic about being, you know, a community bank. You know, all the decisions are made there, all the authority, the approval, whatever. You know, I don't have to go to another state to ask how we're going to do it or when we're going to do this. You know, we just do it. And we were really able to demonstrate this during this whole PPP situation.
How many businesses did you guys help with PPP?
We did approximately 500 loans, and here's what we did for $71.5 million. And here's what we've been tracking. We've been tracking about the number of jobs represented in those loans. And it's like 7,800 jobs here in South Florida that have been saved or sustained because of this payroll protection program funding. But here's what we did. We started off the first round saying we're going to take care of our customers first. And so we were able to get every customer at American National Bank that requested the PPP funding, done in the first round. And then what we did in the first round, if one of our customers, referred, somebody else to us or whatever, we did 50 non-customers in that first round. And then in the second round, we opened it up to non-customers and did over 270, brand new customers to American, National Bank.
Yeah, that's
so
what
and
the community banks I know who did that. Well, I pointed this out in an article I wrote about that same time, Ginger, that big banks were saying we're only going to work with our existing customers, and community banks said people who they hadn't done business with before, they call those new customers. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, we're going to go beyond the banks and the businesses, and we're going to talk about the families that community banks help. Because you know what I've always said. When a small business collapses, a family collapses. And when a community bank helps a small business not collapse, they help the family not collapse.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.